Welcome to the Better Part Podcast. I'm Jenna Scott, a wife, mom of seven, and most importantly, daughter of Christ. Jesus wants more for us than the chaos, comparisons, and confusion of this modern life. Let's grow toward Him as we journey through motherhood together. Hello and welcome back. Glad you're here. How are you? I am doing well. We just got back from Mass today. And actually, before I jump into this meditation, I want to tell you a little reflection I have. Yesterday was Ash Wednesday, and our family went to Mass. Me and the kids went to Mass. And it was just such a mess. We were such a mess. We were late because we were coming straight from Bible study, and we thought that my husband could save us seats, but then, and he was there, he was at church, like I saw his location, so I was like, great, I like drop off the kids, the big four kids, I'm like, go find dad inside, I'm gonna park the car and get the littles, let's go in, because we're late, and they couldn't find him. I saw him as I was parking, he was in the parking lot, he was on the phone, he had like a really like important phone call that just kept going. It just kept going for work. Anyway, so I'm like, oh no, all my kids are like roaming around this giant church. We go to this giant parish and they don't know where their dad is and they're just wandering. They're not that old, but they're very capable, and the oldest is a great oldest. She's 10 years old. But still, they're like 10 through 6. And they're roaming around this giant parish trying to find their dad. I'm like, okay, let's go. So I take the kids in. We end up having to stand in the back because we're late. And Ash Wednesday, guys, it's not a holy day of obligation, but man, excuse me, man, do Catholics show up for it. Anyway, we go in. We have to stand way in the back. My kids don't understand how to like stand in place. Like if you don't have a seat in a pew, you have to just... You have to find a spot on the floor that's yours, you know, like just claim that spot, stay there. No, not so. The 9-year-old boy is like walking around, sitting on plants, you know, my little ones in the stroller were like throwing their shoes, screaming. I mean, just a mess, just a mess. And I was like, why is it that Ash Wednesday masses always feel just a little extra penitential for some reason? I think it's getting me in the spirit of Lent, but I was like, I feel like I'm always really embarrassed on Ash Wednesday masses. I don't know why it is, but we're such a mess. We're all over the place. We look like a mess and we were acting like a mess. And then, yeah, but you know what? We still got ashes. I still got a minute to reflect about just the reason that I owe Jesus so much and all my sin and all my failures and frailties, and that He continues to take me in. He continues to love me. He continues to pour out to me. And then I got to receive Him in the Eucharist. And like, I was just thinking, you know, sometimes we show up to Mass and we are really early. We're all dressed all cute. The kids are all showered and in nice clothes, and we get a minute to pray before Mass. And then sometimes it's like we were yesterday, we're just a mess. We're like, just keeping up. And still He comes to me in the Eucharist, and I still receive Him fully. Like He is no more. It's not like I can take the Eucharist twice on those days that I'm dressed nicely, you know? And He's present either way. And today we got to go to Mass. We got to be early. We sat up front, which we hardly get to do, guys. For daily Mass, we're always like, right on time or late. And I hate to say it, we try our best. But we got there early. It was wonderful. And I was like, this was the same Jesus. Like, I didn't get any more Jesus today than I did yesterday. And that's Him, right? That's Him. He gives Himself 100%. I heard a sermon on that one time that just was so true and beautiful. Like, in relationships, sometimes you're like... I mean, we used to say this in our marriage, and this might be philosophically wrong, I don't know. But we used to say this at the beginning of marriage. It's like, you know, sometimes we're working like 50-50. You know, like I'm doing 50%, he's doing 50%. Sometimes one of us falls and drops down to 30% or 20% because whatever's going on with us. And the other one kind of has to make up and pick up the slack, right? The other one has to do 70%, 80%. If someone's not getting good sleep and they're impatient, and the other one has to just be a little more forgiving, a little bit more gracious, things like that, right? Like you kind of have to make it up. But that's just, it's simply not how God works. Like Jesus gives himself to 100% no matter where we're at. And if we're showing up 30%, we sometimes can receive less of him, right? Or we're not able to fully immerse ourselves. We're not fully able to teach our kids about the goodness and the beauty that is the Eucharist or Jesus. But he is there. He is there every single time, 100%. Anyway, just thought I'd share that with you today because I was realizing that. I was like, wow, I didn't get any extra Jesus today than I did yesterday. And sometimes that's just how it goes. We are a big mess. But alas, tis the life, right? That's the life of a family. Okay, so with that, let's jump into the meditation for today. So this meditation is from the book Introduction to the Devout Life by St. Francis de Sales. I think this book is stellar. I love it. I can't even tell you how much I love it. I think it's so good. I think every Christian should read it because it's got beautiful, beautiful stuff in it. And it's just, it like breaks down the spiritual life and makes it like, I don't know, you're able to receive it. You're able to do it because it's very step by step. Anyway, it has a lot of meditations written in here that he wrote. He wrote these for his niece who is, I think, just about to get married. And then they were compiled into a book for all of us. And this is the first one of the meditations he gives. And I don't know, it means a lot to me. I hadn't really thought about it before I'd read this meditation. And so it's been very meaningful to me. So I'm going to start this meditation and I'll kind of guide you through it. But I would just encourage you now, like if you need to pause this, like if you want to do this meditation, maybe pause this, kind of get yourself in a comfortable position. Go to the bathroom if you need to, kind of get yourself in a place where you can really focus. And we're going to begin with the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And let's just place ourselves in the presence of God. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, to come be with us. Please inspire us. Please work in our hearts. We can do nothing without you. We offer this time to you. Now let's begin by reflecting on how many years you were not in the world and you had no being. Where were you at that time? The world existed so long, but you were unheard of. Reflect on that. Now reflect on how God brought you out of nothing and made you what you are out of his soul goodness. without requiring any assistance on your part. He created you. Now consider the being which God has given you, for it is the principal being of this visible world, capable of eternal life and of perfect union with His divine majesty. Now take a moment to humble yourself profoundly before God, saying from your heart with the psalmist, "My substance is as nothing before Thee, and how hast Thou been mindful of me to create me?" That's Psalm 38:6. Alas, my soul, you were once a thing of naught, and even so would you still be unless God had called you into being. What then would have become of you? Now render thanks to God. O great and good Creator, how much do I owe you since out of my nothingness you have made me what I am? How can I ever worthily bless your holy name and thank your infinite goodness? Now humble yourself. Alas, O my Creator, instead of uniting myself to you by my love and service, my ill-regulated affections have made me rebel against you, separating and estranging me from you, leading me into sin, and causing me to forget your goodness and that you are my Creator. Now, as you finish your meditation, St. Francis de Sales suggests that you gather together the essence of all your meditations, almost like you're gathering flowers for a little bouquet that you can hold before you and smell throughout the rest of the day. So now take a moment to think about everything that God has placed on your heart during this meditation and gather it together so that you can keep it right in front of you and ponder it for the rest of the day. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.